You're going to want to have a specifically defined outcome for attending the conference. You're paying all this money to get a ticket, to fly out there, time away from your business, time away from the family, paying for the hotel. So you don't want to just come in here and wing it.
Best ever listeners, before today's episode, I want to invite you to join us in Keystone, Colorado, February 20th through 22nd. It is the 2020 Best Ever Conference. And not only do I want to invite you to join us, I want to invite you to earn 15% for every ticket that you're responsible for selling should you join as an affiliate for the conference. Great way to earn money. And also, if you're planning on attending, great way to pay for your ticket, essentially. You get enough sales. So you can go to bec20.com, and in the top left corner, it says earn 15% as an affiliate. You can click that, join the affiliate program, and you got all the resources that you need to share the good word about the Best Ever Conference in Keystone, Colorado. And we will be talking more about this on future episodes. But for now, go check out bec20.com and that affiliate page. You can earn 15% as an affiliate, and we will see you in Keystone, Colorado. There needed to be a resource on apartment syndication that not only talked about each aspect of the syndication process, but how to actually do each of the things and go into it in detail. And we thought, hey, why not make it free too? That's why we launched Syndication School, and Theo Hicks will go through a particular aspect of apartment syndication on today's episode and get into the details of how to do that particular thing. Enjoy this episode. And for more on apartment syndication and how to do things, go to apartmentsyndication.com, or to learn more about the Apartment Syndication School, go to syndicationschool.com so you can listen to all the previous episodes.
Hi, best ever listeners. Welcome to another episode of the Syndication School series, a free resource focused on the how-tos of apartment syndication. As always, I am your host, Theo Hicks. Each week, we air two podcast episodes, also YouTube videos, that focus on a specific aspect of the apartment syndication investment strategy. And for the majority of these episodes and series, we offer some sort of free document. These are PowerPoint presentation templates, PDF how-to guides, Excel calculator templates, things like that that accompany the episodes and the series. All of the previous Syndication School episodes, as well as the free documents, can be found at syndicationschool.com. And in this two-part series, we're going to be talking about the Best Ever Conference. So if you're listening to this in real time, the conference is less than 1 month away in Colorado again. No longer in Denver, now it is at a ski resort in Colorado. And I thought it would be a good idea to do a Syndication School series on the Apartment Syndicator's Guide to the Best Ever Conference. And this is going to be based off of a blog post that we wrote, which is the First Timer's Guide to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Conference. So if you haven't attended the conference before, or if you want to have some tips on how to approach the conference, specifically as a aspiring or a current apartment syndicator, I wanted to talk about that today. So again, this is going to be a two-part series. I'm going to go through as much as I can in this episode, and then the next episode is going to conclude the series. So the first thing I wanted to talk about is how to prepare for the Best Ever Conference. Most of these things will apply to everyone, and I'll talk about when they're specific to apartment syndicators. So the first thing that we have in this blog post is what to wear. So this is a conference where you can really wear whatever you feel the most comfortable and confident in. So you're not going to want to wear something just because you think you're supposed to wear it, because you're not going to be comfortable. And when you're not comfortable, you're not going to be able to get the most out of the conference. So this may seem like it is not important, but if you aren't used to wearing a suit and you wear a suit, or a designer suit, you think that wouldn't matter as much, but most likely that's going to have some impact on your ability to network, because you're going to be worried about how you look the entire time. So if you want to wear a t-shirt and jeans, that's not a problem. Obviously, if you want to wear a suit, that's okay. But no matter how you dress, if you've been to these conferences before, you're going to have the one end people wearing really nice suits and the other hand people wearing t-shirts and jeans. And this includes the speakers, by the way. So, as I mentioned, don't wear a specific outfit just because you think you're supposed to look a certain way at the conference. We're real estate investors. So, again, people are going to be wearing a wide range of different clothing because the attendees at the best ever conference cover a wide range of real estate investing niches. Probably don't want to wear sweatpants or something you would work out in. That's probably a little bit too casual. And we also want to keep in mind that the conference is going to be in Colorado. So if you're like me and you're used to living in Florida, make sure you bring some winter gear, right? Make sure you bring a coat. And I'm not necessarily sure if there's going to be any outside walking. I remember in Denver, it was helpful to bring boots because you had to walk from the hotel to the conference center. But just make sure you have the outfits that will keep you warm. So don't just bring t-shirts like I probably would automatically because, again, I'm used to wearing t-shirts or short sleeve shirts in Florida. We're also going to have a happy hour as well as an after party. So you want to make sure that you're also bringing some clothes for that as well. And if you're a dancer, make sure you bring your dancing shoes. And then lastly, if you are interested, since this is at a resort, feel free to stay for a few days afterwards and enjoy the ski slopes, the resort, Denver, somewhere else in the general area for a vacation. And if you do that either before or after the conference, make sure you're bringing the proper clothing and gear for that. So overall, wear whatever you want, whatever you're most comfortable in, and that is going to help you set yourself up for success for the conference. Now, what else should you bring with you to the best ever conference? Well, number one, you want to bring your phone, obviously, as well as a charger. And we'll go into more detail on the phone aspect of it in a little bit with the best ever Whova app. But you're going to want to bring your phone because of capturing people's contact information, scheduling future meetings, using the app, as I mentioned, taking pictures and posting those to the app as well as to Facebook. And then bring your charger too, because your phone's going to die pretty quickly if you're using it constantly. But a lot of people will actually record the different speakers. So you can use your phone for that, or you can bring a recorder for that in that way in the future. But after the conference is over, most of the presentations are being recorded and we'll have those videos. I'm pretty sure people that attend have the ability to download those for free or purchase those. I'm not 100% sure exactly how that happens, but I do know that there will be recordings. Another tip is to bring one of those little portable chargers that you kind of charge it in your computer or USB, and then you can just plug your phone into it and charge it that way, not having to have access to an outlet. Because I remember the first conference, you see a lot of people that were kind of hanging out by walls because they were charging their phones or their laptops. And the more time you're spending on your phone charging it, the less time you spend on networking. If you don't want to use your phone for recording for power conservation purposes or whatever, you can also just buy a recorder to record your presentations as well. Also, you want to bring your business cards, and there's something interesting on the app where you can just scan someone's business card and log their contact information in the app. We'll go into this a little bit later in this episode or maybe in the next episode, but you don't want to just bring a bunch of business cards and just pass them out to everyone, or at least that's not all you want to do. You want to also make sure that you're having in-depth conversations with people. And again, we'll focus on that a little bit later. As I mentioned, the digital business card saving on the app, you can use that. You also want to bring a notebook and pen to take notes. Make sure you've got some extra room in your luggage because there's a lot of the booths and the booths are giving away some free stuff. So make sure you got some room in there to stuff all your free swag into there. And we also do giveaways. So if you win a prize, you're going to want a place to put that as well. At this point now, let's get into some more things that are specific to apartments indicators. So you're also going to want to come with an outcome for attending. So out of all the different things, this is going to be the most important because you're going to want to have a specifically defined outcome for attending the conference. You're paying all this money to get a ticket, to fly out there, time away from your business, time away from the family, paying for the hotel. So you don't want to just come in here and wing it. You don't want to just show up and just kind of see what happens. You're going to want to have a specific outcome. And since you're an apartment syndicator, depending on where you're at in your business, you're going to have a different outcome. So for example, let's say you are someone who's just starting out. Maybe you've been listening to Syndication School since the beginning, and you've been looking forward to the Best Ever Conference for the past 12 months because you are interested in finding a business partner. Well, it's likely that you're going to find someone else or multiple people at the Best Ever Conference who are in similar situations, because there's going to be, you know, hundreds of people at this conference. So if your goal is to get a business partner, that is a good start, but that's not specific enough, because you're going to want to know exactly what you need out of the business partner. So for example, let's say you are interested or have a background or skills in the asset management or acquisition aspect of apartment syndications, but you've not pulled the trigger on doing any deals because you don't know how to find money. You don't have a network of high net worth individuals. You've reached out to family and friends, but no one's really interested or doesn't have the money at the moment. And the biggest pain point for you, the biggest thing holding you back, is private equity. Well, that would be a specific outcome for the Best Ever Conference, to find a business partner who has the ability to raise capital. So with that outcome in mind, you can prepare for the conference with the focus on finding that individual. And we'll go into how to actually do that in a little bit. Again, it could be the opposite, where you've got a lot of money, but you don't know how to do syndication. So you can find someone who's experienced in apartment syndications while you're at the event. Or maybe you just want to learn more about a certain topic. Like maybe you want to learn more about underwriting. Maybe you want to learn more about asset management. Maybe you want some tips on how to raise more money. So whether it's an educational specific outcome, or a business partner specific outcome, or you're looking for a deal, you want to know exactly what your outcome is for attending the Best Ever Conference before you show up. That way you can spend your time efficiently. And then when you leave the conference, you'll know if you were successful or not, because if you didn't achieve your outcome, then you weren't successful. And if you did, then obviously you were successful. And then lastly, if you want to stay there for a vacation, something else to bring would be a snowboard or skis or whatever. Alrighty, so what else do you want to do in preparation for the conference? You are going to want to download the Best Ever Whova app. So once you buy your ticket, then you can download the Whova app, Whova, in the application store on your iPhone or on your Android device. And the Whova app has a lot of different functionalities, and it will be something that will be a very powerful tool for you during the conference. So I've got the app open up on my phone right now, so we'll just kind of go through before the conference. So this is exactly what you could be doing for the conference. So when you open it up and you go to the home screen, it has a section for additional resources and a section for the event description. And at the bottom, so I'm on the iPhone, so it might look a little bit different on the Android. So at the bottom, you've got the home, and then you've got the agenda tab. So on the agenda tab, you've got the schedule for the 2 days, so the Friday the 21st and Saturday the 22nd. So if you scroll down, you'll see in order all the different panels, speakers, presentations, and sessions. So it starts off with a welcome, and then we've got the first speaker, Whitney Sewell, who's talking about since my first Best Ever Conference, so what he's done since then. And then we've got an economic update with Glenn Mueller. And then if you click on it, it will tell you if this is something that's focused on active or passive investing. It'll allow you to add it to your agenda, so you'll get notifications while at the conference that a presentation that you signed up for is coming up. It's got the speaker, so you can click on the speaker and you can read their biographical information and learn more about them. And you have the ability to send the speaker a message. So if your outcome was to learn more about, in this case, the commercial real estate economy and what it has been looking like and what the forecast is, well, you're going to want to meet Glenn Mueller. And so you can have that as your outcome, meet and speak to Glenn Mueller. Next, we've got a keynote speech, lessons learned from crowdfunding $2 billion in commercial real estate. So if your goal is to learn more about raising money, well, that'd be a great session to attend. So it's the same thing for everything. Eventually, we've got a networking break, and this goes through all the different sessions for the day, which ends with the cocktail hour at night. And then you can go to the next day, Saturday. Same thing, all the different sessions, panels, speakers. What's interesting too is that you can find a lunch mate. So if you go to the lunch, you can find people to have lunch with. So again, if your outcome is specific to a certain thing, which it should be, you can find other attendees that are also focused on that same niche, so multifamily apartments, whatever, and you can invite them to lunch on the app without even meeting them in person yet. Next, you've got the attendees tab at the bottom. So from here, it lists out all the attendees. So you can look by category. So you can look at the people who have booths, speakers, the organizers, some VIPs, the sponsors, and then general admission. So again, for everyone who attends a conference like you, you'll fill out your information on the app, and you will be able to find other people who are attending the conference, and you can send them messages beforehand. For example, I've gotten a message that says, "Hey Theo, I'd love to meet up with you. I'm also a chemical engineer by trade, and I'm super excited to work with you on underwriting in Joe's mentorship program. See you in Keystone." So that's one individual that I'll be meeting up with at the conference. I've got other messages where someone's invited me to a meetup group that they have. So these are things that seem like they'll occur during the networking breaks or out in the lobby of the conference. So we've got a how to start and scale a syndication business on a budget with 71 people attending. So this is a meetup that I'm assuming will be occurring in some location in the lobby. And Ellie will be presenting about how to start and scale a syndication business on a budget. So again, there's countless different opportunities at the conference to achieve your outcome. You've got the speakers, then you've got your ability to speak to the speakers, you've got the booths, you've got the exhibitors, you've got various sponsors, you've got these meetup groups, you've got the ability to actually network with people out in the lobby, you can schedule meetups, you can schedule lunches with certain individuals, whether speakers or general admission. So lots of different opportunities on this app. Next, we've got the community. So this is pretty cool. So on the community is basically like a forum where people will post different questions or topics for people to post under. So for example, we've got meetups. So there's 38 meetups that people have scheduled for the Best Ever Conference that are, again, outside of the actual scheduled session. So these are meetups that are created by people who are attending the conference. So for example, we've got a meetup group for a specific area, Fort Wayne, Indiana. We've got a meetup for passive cash flow. We've got a meetup for underwriting deals, for accounting done right, single family investing, multifamily master. So this is probably something that you're definitely going to want to do based off of your outcome. So if your outcome is to learn more about raising money, well, you're going to find a meetup that focuses on, well, raising money. Here's another one. So if you want to learn how to expand your thought leadership platform, your podcast, well, we've got a podcasters meetup. If you live in a certain area and you want to learn more about the market, for example, let's say you live in Florida, we've got a Central Florida networking meetup. If you want to work out, we've even got a Friday morning run that you can do. And then after the conference, you'll have the ability to get dinner with people. So there's plenty of drinks and dinner meetups on here as well. And then you've also got different topics that you can post under. So we've got asset protection. We'll be having a fireside chat on asset protection. So it's basically what questions, it's actually the person who's going to be interviewing the panel, asking us, the attendees, what questions you want me to ask during the panel. So there's those for some of the panels. We've got someone here asking a question about losing money. Any story that you can share about losing money in real estate, what went wrong? So again, if you technically get your outcome accomplished before you even attend the conference by creating a forum post in this community page. And then the last tab is going to be your messages. So anyone who sends you a message, it'll appear on this page. And then you can create a message by clicking at the top right, and then it'll give you the ability to select anyone who's signed up for the conference and email them. You can search by their name, their affiliation, their location, or you can just scroll through and look at their businesses, what they do. Are they a speaker, sponsor? Who are they? Again, if your goal is to meet a specific person or to learn a specific thing, you can get that through this app. So again, the app is very powerful. I would definitely recommend the second you buy your ticket going on there, looking through the agenda, looking through that community page, see if you can find any meetup groups that are relevant to you. Find any after the first day getting drinks or after the second day getting drinks with people, meeting people for lunch, meeting people for breakfast in the morning, meeting people during the networking breaks. And then for the messages, you can meet with specific individuals that you want to reach out to help you accomplish your specific defined goal. So I think that's a good place to stop. We've talked about what to wear, what to bring, and then we've gone pretty in depth on the app. You should get an email or have been getting emails about the app as well, how to download it and a little bit of information about its functionality. But again, this is a apartment syndicator's guide to the Best Ever Conference. So any outcome that you have for those listening is going to be apartment syndication related. So when you're on the app, when you're looking at the agenda and you're looking at the attendees and you're looking at the community, you want to find things that are multifamily related and that are related to raising money for multifamily deals. So anything talking about underwriting, asset management, raising capital, talking about the actual condition of a market, those are the types of speakers, of panels, of presentations, keynotes, and community events that you're going to want to be involved in. And then when you're considering reaching out to people using the messenger, you're also going to focus on people who are actually where you want to be. So if you have never done a deal before, then you're going to want to find people who have done deals before. If you've done a few deals, you're going to find someone who's done more deals than what you have done. And then consider just sending them a nice friendly message, pretty quick and succinct, just mentioning your background and that you're interested in having a quick conversation with them at the conference. So in the next episode or tomorrow, we're going to talk about the last thing that you need to do in preparation for the conference. And then we're going to talk about how to actually approach the conference once you're actually there. And then we're going to talk about what to do once the conference is over. Again, all from the perspective of an apartment syndicator. Until then, I recommend listening to some of the other Syndication School series episodes on the how-tos of apartment syndication and to download the free documents that we have available. All of that is on syndicationschool.com. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Best ever listeners, go to bec20.com. Look in the top left-hand corner. You can earn 15% as an affiliate. You can join the affiliate program and participate in the conference that way and basically earn a free ticket to the conference, bec20.com. Best ever listeners, we have launched bestevercauses.com. That's bestevercauses.com. We profile a nonprofit or a cause that is near and dear to our heart, get the word out about their cause, and also donate money towards their cause. If you'd like to, one, learn more about the causes that we're profiling, we do one a month, then go to bestevercauses.com. And if you want to suggest a cause that we profile that is near and dear to your heart, then go to bestevercauses.com. And there's a little form at the bottom of the page where you can submit one and we'll check it out.